My patient is Annabelle Florio, Annabelle, A-N-A-B-E-L, Florio, F-L-O-R-I-O, F-L-O-R-I-O, date of birth is 5-15-43, date of visit is 2-2-24. Please make a copy for Michael Townsend. Townsend is T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D. Next paragraph, dear Mike, M-I-K-E, thank you for sending Annabelle Florio for evaluation. Next, chief complaint is cough and history of pneumonia. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 80-year-old female who has had a prior history of pneumonia, has had cough and shortness of breath with activity and has history from memory loss. The patient was recently sent for a chest x-ray which showed diffuse coarse interstitial lung markings without any active infiltrates. She has had no chest pains, hemoptysis, fevers, chills, or night sweats, and she has had no recent weight loss. The patient is accompanied by her husband, who provides most of the history period. The next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included history for hyperlipidemia and history for pulmonary embolism, as well as history for fracture of the left arm with repair and a hysterectomy. The patient has no prior history of chronic lung disease that they know of, period. She has gastroesophageal reflux and a history for obstructive uropathy. And has decreased hearing. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next, habits, the patient does not smoke and drinks alcohol weekly. Next paragraph, system, next paragraph, family history, mother had diabetes, father died of a heart attack. Next paragraph, med list, included memantine, 5 milligrams BID, Linzess capsules, 290 micrograms daily, oxybutynin, 1 daily. Next, system review, the patient had no recent weight loss. She has cataracts operated, no dizziness or hoarseness, no urinary frequency or hematuria. She has wheezing and coughing spells and shortness of breath. She has reflux symptoms and constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations. No leg edema. No depression or anxiety. She has some joint pains and denies headaches, seizures, but has memory loss and no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. No sign of this clubbing. And there's marker for edema. Blood pressure 140 over 80, pulse 66, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 200 pounds, saturation 98. HENT anomalous, people is reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal because injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And occasional wheezes are scattered in the upper lung fields. Heart, the atoms are regular, asthma, NS2, no murmur, NS3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, mild perforedema with mild varicosities, no calf tenderness. Reflexes, 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves, grossly intact, skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic cough is reactive airways disease. Number two is gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number three is memory loss. Number four, history of pulmonary embolism. Number five is hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a chest CT to evaluate her for any interstitial lung disease or lung nodules. Also get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes and a CBC, CMP, IgE level, and get a swallow evaluation to rule out aspiration. The patient will be given Tessalon Perls, 200 milligrams TIDPRN for the coughing spells. And was advised to come in for a follow-up visit in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Michael Townsend, MD. Thank you. Start D'Souza.